Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I'm pretty sure the name Dr. Richard Levine, maybe pronounced Dr. Richard Levine, might come to mind. Dr. Richard Levine, Levine, now is Dr. Rachel Levine, Levine. And why this is significant is President Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, selected Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, has nominated Dr. Rachel Richard Levine Levine as Assistant Secretary of Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And so this transgender guy, who's now claiming to be a female, is going to be in the number two spot at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This is how far we've fallen. So what is on this guy's diploma? He went to an all-boys school. Did it say Rachel or did it say Richard? And what is on the medical license? Is it Rachel or Richard? And is it proudly displayed as, well, you know, I used to be, but now, you know, it's changed. We had some plumbing services done. This guy can't even look down and see what's what. And yet, this guy who claims he's now a girl, transgender, is, quote, Dr. Rachel Levine will bring the steady leadership and essential expertise we need to get people through this pandemic, no matter their zip code, race, religion, or sexual orientation. I think that should be gender identity or disability. I think they mean sexual disorientation or sexual confusion. That's what Jumpin' Joe said. He didn't say the sexual confusion part. I helped him with that. Can you imagine? That's how far we have fallen. So when you think about what has happened to this country, which Rich has been talking about for close to 3 months now, ringing the alarm, here we are tomorrow. Is the day we celebrate having a stumble bum stumble into office. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, it's, and I have been talking about it for years, actually, but a little more, you know, the consequences of where we're going if this installation takes place, which sure looks like it's going to. You know, all under the guise of elite control, under population control, you know, all the agenda things that I've talked about, limiting supply and demand. Basically, they want more war. They want more eugenics, more genocide, less people, less procreation, more dirty vaccines, more liability immunity. Keep in mind, folks, when you say, oh, don't worry, we're going to get these guys. No, you're not, because they've bought tens of thousands of acres of ranches and farmlands. They got bunkers hidden. They got yachts they can wait it out in the ocean. They got islands. They got jets. No, they're not. They want us to fight it up against each other, but they want to lower the bars of standards and expectations while giving them liability immunity, poisoning our foods, our water, social and political indoctrination camps, blackmail, all orchestrated by the sellouts, the mercenaries, the bribery, the money laundering, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, eliminating the rule of law, the Constitution, incorporating the more divide and conquer strategies, creating different rules and laws of accountability for different people based on different groups. And when I say eliminating family, they want to get rid of mother, father, brother, sister, anything that makes an individual. Okay, they want to put you in groups, but they don't even want you to talk about your group unless it's for the benefit of stealing more money from the little guy, more freedoms, more liberties, more justice, and giving it to just the few elite at the very top. So what they want to do is continue to separate thinkers from followers. And if you say anything, you're controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, and you've heard me say all these basically anti-Islamist phobes, and they want to call everybody by labels, you know, white supremacists and all this stuff. That's how they separate people. That's how they manufacture perception. And what the so-called lieutenants are doing in the interim is manufacturing their own perception of their own self-importance for their own self-preservation. That's code for feathering one's own nest. So people are realizing there's a major wake-up where they're realizing they've been used, they've been played, they've been duped, they've been psyoped. And if you don't conform, the people who are the sellouts and the tattletales and the snitches, the people who pass on secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand information, rumor, gossip, and hearsay are the ones who are going to get the jobs and not the people who have the merit. So success will have a new definition as well. Basically, it's all about the sellout. It's really sad, but let me go back to a few more objective facts, a few more articles that I was talking about before the break. And here's an update. YouTube removes a video investigation of Antifa, BLM, let's just call him Blantifa organizer, John Sullivan. And the brother of Blantifa activist John Sullivan actually turned him in because he says his brother was somehow in charge of the Capitol riots, his own brother. But no, it was all Trump supporters. See, it's all BS, folks. When I say that the mainstream media and the powers that be are in control of hoaxes, propaganda, false flags, which we're going to see a lot over the next few days, and lies, and that's especially gaslighting, I've given many, many, hundreds if not thousands of examples of that. Next, anyone could put on a MAGA hat. A Florida teacher was fired for telling his students that Antifa was involved in the D.C. riots, which has been proven. Heck, I've probably given dozens of proofs just by little old me and myself. Next, new video shows police turning their backs on anarchists escaping through a U.S. Capitol window. Police turning their backs on anarchists escaping. See, it doesn't matter what you do. If you're bought and paid for or blackmailed or threatened, that's the name of the game. That's the MO today. Next, MSM celebrated when thousands of Democrats seized Wisconsin Capitol building. You remember that? 18-year-old liberal lesbian turns in her family to the feds as Capitol riots expose There's no good news here, folks. The only really good news is the North Dakota governor basically says the statewide mask mandate is going to end. Okay, everything else is bought and paid for. Parler CEO flees home with his family, goes into hiding because he's receiving death threats for free speech. And as my disclaimer goes, I try to remember every time I'm on the air, these are all published articles in the public domain. I do not make them up. Science and tech groups involved in U.S. Capitol storming received over $500,000 in Bitcoin by a French donor. You see, folks, all planned. We've given evidence upon evidence upon evidence. Oh, here's a good one, folks. Leaked Zoom call shows that U.S. federal employees, the people you're paying their huge salary, their benefit package, and their pensions, conspired to sabotage the Trump administration. It's on video. Where is our people? Has the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA and the DNI, I mean, Mr. Miller, where are you? The people are asking. Is everybody a welfare worker? Does no one do their job in government anymore? Next, Biden to ask Congress for citizenship for 20 million illegal aliens on day one. Folks, they're not even, they are vetting our troops, but they're not vetting illegal aliens, and they're not vetting our own votes. You are irrelevant. America, you are irrelevant. They think you are stupid, and you've given up. Next, phone data used to hunt down Capitol attendees. When you go somewhere, folks, and pardon my harshness, if you're dumb enough to take your cell phone with you, they're going to entrap you and say you're in a crime. It's just like sending in your DNA, okay? Just like getting a swab for coronavirus. If they want to, you know, all this DNA with these vaccines, there's patents on that, folks, okay? They can actually say you're part of their GMO crop. That's how corrupt things are going. Next, trending Antifa militant arrested for plotting to murder Trump supporters during inauguration. He received Soros money. I think I mentioned another one of those earlier. Hardcore leftist arrested for plans to attack Florida State Capitol. You know, you can't even make this stuff up, people. This is Virginia Republicans stripped of committee assignments for encouraging Pence to nullify election results. So if you tell the truth, you're going to get fired. Isn't that great? Even the director of Biden's National Economic Council has been forced to admit the economy is spiraling downward. There's no confidence. There's no trust in the system, in the powers that be. You shut down the economy for months and months and months. What do you expect? Small businesses out of business. What do you expect? Next, Clinton and Pelosi suggest Trump was following Putin's orders to allow capital siege. They think you are so stupid. It's almost impossible to comment on this. With all the illegal stuff that these people have done, it's proven that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for the Steele dossier. Next, globalism, Bill Gates buying up huge amounts of farmland for the Great Reset. Okay, this is while at the same time these people are hypocritically saying that there's going to be no more private property. Think about that. Yes, there will for them, not for you. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey caught on camera pushing mass censorship agenda. Twitter executive details plan for political censorship on a global scale in recording obtained by Project Veritas. That's the plan, folks. We all knew it, but James O'Keefe solidified it and proved it. Amazon boosts Parler for users' violent language, but hosts merchants selling Kill All Republican shirts. Please look that up. Verify everything we say. We do not make this up. These are all published articles in the public domain. Hardcore leftist plans to attack Florida State Capitol. For all those of you who are Republicans, it's pretty obvious everything now is a false flag. Everything is for entrapment. Do not go to the state capitals anymore. Do not go there. We are so corrupt in America. And if you bring your phone wherever you go, if there's a crime, they're going to pin it on you. Do you understand that? If you're in the area and you're a Republican, they're going to make it up. They're going to sell the propaganda, the hoaxes, and false flags, and you will be arrested. There's nobody you can call, and there's nobody you can trust in government anymore. It's over. America is a third world banana republic. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, it's been reported that there are three kinds of people. First, there are those who make things happen. Second, there are those who watch things happen. And third, there are those who say, what happened? And it's been widely reported that the president-select is the third kind. Rich?
Well, of course. There's so much corruption. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's so much. Yeah. I cannot count how many foreign interference facts, articles that I've given. You know, here's another one. Chinese military-linked entities, including those behind extensive cyber attacks and espionage, funneled at least $88 million into U.S. universities over the course of 6 years, according to the Washington Free Beacon Review of Federal Records. Duke University operates a joint campus in China with Wuhan University, a public university that repeatedly carried out cyber attacks on behalf of the Chinese military. Raw intel even includes indications that the Chinese networks amplified messaging that painted Trump as a white supremacist, and this is from the DNI. Do you know that even Mitch McConnell and his wife are financially tied to the Chinese government? These are facts. I've read all this stuff. Vince, how can this fake election be sanctioned with all this all this evidence of foreign interference. Where's the Insurrection Act? Where's the 2018 executive order, President Trump? What the hell is going on? Is there anybody doing their job in government?
Well, how about the promises? How about draining the swamp? I don't even think we found the swamp, let alone drained the swamp.
Well, I think he tried to do the best he can. I think he's surrounded by traitors and cowards. I mean, look at this.
Absolutely.
Mitch McConnell.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, let me mention a few more articles here, Vince. Feds are warning to amateur radio operators not to commit criminal acts ahead of inauguration. That's code for you guys have the ability to spread the word around the country and the world. We don't want you doing that. You have to spread our false narrative. That's what that means. CNN demands cable companies blacklist OAN and Newsmax and all conservative-leaning factual news sources like us. We're not supposed to say anything. Everything's got to be sanctioned from the top before you even discuss anything. Michigan State of Secretary of State ordered to release all communications with Dominion Big Tech. Well, we're 2.5 months past the election, Michigan Secretary of State. Obviously, everything has been swiped or changed or plausible deniability. That should be a liability, plausible deniability. That should be a verb. We should change that. I'm sure they will. 7 months ago, Kamala Harris bailed out criminal rioters. Now she wants to punish capital insurrectionists, even though Bland Tifa, with all this evidence, created this, videos and evidence. And the remember that Boogaloo leader who aligns with Black Lives Matter? He boasted publicly about organizing an armed insurrection on the U.S. Capitol. It's all documented. All of it. And Joe Biden, he hosted an inaugural, I don't know if you heard about this, Vince, he hosted an inaugural celebration on YouTube. Only 24,000 people in the world paid attention. And then Trump, he creates a celebration of himself at the Alamo, of the people, and gives a speech at the Alamo. Over 800,000 people were tuned in. And yet Joe Biden won the election? How stupid do they think we are? Anti-Trump BLM transgender protester with unlicensed pistol and high-capacity magazine arrested near Capitol. Can you imagine if any legitimate Republicans were doing one millionth of these behaviors? It would be slapped all over the news and taken out of context. Even AOC says when she was in the so-called secure location, she didn't feel safe with House Republicans because they sympathize with white supremacists. We are not this stupid. FAA approves fully automated commercial drone flights, Vince. Corporations now at war with the people. They're giving money to bury evidence of election fraud to pay off reps who hide it. Is this America? Am I dreaming? We'll be right back. What a joke.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five of President-elect Joe Biden's National Security Cabinet nominees will face Senate panels on Tuesday in the first step of the confirmation process. The day before Biden takes office, his nominees for Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Director of National Intelligence, Defense Secretary, and Secretary of Homeland Security will appear before Senate committees. The Toledo Police Department said Monday an officer has died after a shooting standoff with a suspect. 24-year-old officer Brandon Stocker was hit once by the suspect, who brandished two firearms while leaving a house after it was surrounded. How fast do you cancel streaming services? It's a problem for Hollywood because they are so easy to cancel, and those services are seeing a lot of people leave after they finish watching the shows that convince them to sign up. According to Deloitte's survey of 1,100 people in October, 46% of respondents canceled at least one streaming service in the last year. USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
First Lady Melania Trump gave a farewell message Monday, highlighting her role in American history. Here's some of that speech.
My fellow Americans, it has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States. I have been inspired by incredible Americans across our country who lift up our communities through their kindness and courage, goodness and grace. The past 4 years have been unforgettable. As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination. I see the faces of brave young soldiers who have told me with their pride in their eyes how much they love serving this country, to every service member and to our incredible military families. You are heroes, and you will always be in my thoughts and prayers. I think of all of the members of law enforcement who greet us everywhere we go. At every hour of every day, they stand guard to keep our communities safe. To all the people of this country, you will be in my heart forever. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
The full address is posted on her official Twitter page. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'd like to take a minute and put an exclamation point on something very important that Rich Sheehan mentioned. He mentioned cell phones being used. You've got to be a fool to carry a cell phone with you and not realize that you're being tracked. Every call recorded and your exact position being tracked within maybe 3 or 4 or 5 feet, maybe 6 feet. Your bank is tracking your every purchase through your credit card. The credit card vendor, whether it be Amazon, whatever it might be, Wahlburgers, whatever, wherever you buy, the drugstore, there are records of all that. The records with combined with the bank records and your cell phone, they know where you are, what you buy, where you've been, and what you're thinking about. Rich mentioned that, so you have to be a fool to carry a cell phone with you if you don't want to be tracked. I don't have one. Neither does Mrs. Finelli. Rich also mentioned two-way radios, and he talked about the FCC and how it is illegal to use a two-way radio to commit a crime. So for those who are plotting, you know, crashing, slashing, bashing, busting, and burning, and they're using their two-way radios, that is a crime. It's against the rules and regulations of the Federal Communications Commission. That includes Family Radio Service, known as FRS. That includes General Mobile Radio Service, known as GMRS. That includes Ham Radio. That includes Bofang Two-Way Radio, Citizens Band Radios, Walkie-Talkies, etc. There are tracking mechanisms known as triangulation. So if you think you can key up and you can't be tracked with a two-way radio, you're confused. They've got you with your cell phones. They've got you with your two-way radios. They've got you with facial recognition. They've got you from towers and cameras everywhere. If you go to Washington, D.C. to make your opinion known, you are foolish, in my opinion. Foolish. It's not working. It's been reported that there were 5,000 National Guard troops about a week ago. Then a couple days later, 10,000. Then 15,000. Then 25,000. I believe the real number is closer, and I reported this, 50,000. 50,000 troops armed with what? Well, they've got Humvees. And if you know, we talked about this in the years and years ago. What are these Humvees being deployed all over the country for? Why? Now you know. And if you look at the wheels, you will see that there are way more bolts holding these wheels together. There are two halves of a Humvee wheel. And you can look it up. You can look up run flat. And what they have is an inner stabilizer so that if the wheels or the tires get a flat, the rubber tires get a flat, no problem. They can keep going because they can run on a flat tire. Now, why in the United States of America have we deployed in Washington, D.C. Humvees with machine gun turrets? Why have we deployed weapons that are like AR-15s, M4s, weapons of war, automatic weapons, select fire weapons, shotguns, tear gas, etc.? Why have we deployed all of these, at least 25,000 troops with them? Why? Now, add to that the police. Why? What's the big deal? Obviously, they're expecting the people to be frosted because of what the people believe happened. And they're going to put it down. They're saying this is a show of strength. This is who we are. This has got to be by far and wide the most expensive installation in history. Fences, barbed wire, razor wire, stingrays, tracking devices, cameras, bulletproof glass, vests, anti-ballistic vests, troops with specialization like nuclear, biological, radiological, sharpshooters, snipers, SWAT teams, all for your viewing pleasure at the installation Wednesday. I don't ever remember anything like this happening. Do you feel comfortable? Do you think that Rich Sheban is right when he says we are a third world banana republic? I think he's absolutely positively right. Here we are. I did not vote in this election. I told you my vote did not count for anything. And guess what? It did not. I don't plan to vote for anything anymore. I'm not going to waste my time. Nothing I do makes a difference in terms of the official system. Nothing. Class, you are on your own. The message that you probably should take away from this is, if you think things are getting better, I think you're confused. And if you're wasting time trying to get other people to realize that they have to provide for themselves, you're probably still wasting your time. I have almost all but given up on trying to help other people because they're as dumb as a box of rocks. Many of them. Those that are in our class already get it. I'm not talking about you, class. I'm talking about people who you know, people who have given you a flat forehead because you've been banging your head against the wall, talking till you're blue in the face, trying to get them to understand how bad things are. They think it's going to get better. They've lost their minds. Rich?
Well, Vince, you know, we have more troops now protecting Joe Biden than we ever had serving in Afghanistan. Whether we have 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 troops to protect him from the people, like I mentioned earlier in the show, that means you weren't selected by the people. That's what that means. President Trump, it's been proven thousands of times that he won in the biggest landslide in presidential history. Not just the evidence I gave today, but the evidence I've given over the past 2.5 months. They won't even do proper signature checks. They won't do, you know, this Joe Van Pulitzer is begging President Trump to do an executive order to check machines and ballots forensically. He's got proof that 65 countries changed our election. Foreign interference. That's against the law. Is there anybody who's looking at the Constitution? But when, guess what? The Dems are saying when Trump calls for peace, that he secretly means violence. I have the article right in front of me. I'm not making this up. Everything I say is published in the public domain. But President Trump, I have a question to you specifically about that. You say that we're not supposed to break the law. We're supposed to be the party of the rule of law. Well, today, with all the hypocrisies and double standards, which is like a second culture in America, which I've given for months, with all the breaking of laws, the breaking of the Constitution, what are we supposed to do when we don't have rules and laws that represent the people? What do we do, President Trump, if people in government don't even do their job and care more about manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and, of course, self-preservation? When everybody's bought and paid for or blackmailed or threatened and they fear a few people at the top and don't want to make sacrifices for the millions of people, what do we do, President Trump? What do we do when the bars of standards and expectations for a job get so low on the basement floor that hard work, proven results, and qualifications no longer make any difference? Value is totally questioned. When there's certain people that demand no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law for the people affected and targeted, and there's no checks on runaway power, what do we do, President Trump? When they enable and protect the most corrupt companies in the world with liability immunity, change laws with precedents, give free lunches to the elite right in front of our eyes, and people are brainwashed into protecting their own group, hyphen, and pronoun over their own country, and we see more wealth inequality, more
the destruction of capitalism, more the enforcement of fraud, more illegitimacy, more fascism. And you say we're the rule of law party. When all the people have been exhausted, all the courts from the bottom to the top have sold out the people, what are we supposed to do, President Trump? Even in Washington state right now, they are proposing legislation to guarantee that they will win future elections and prevent public disclosure of all fraud. Fraud, legally, does not have a statute of limitations. I discussed that, the other day, last week, whenever it was. But yet it doesn't matter. Because rules, laws, and accountability are dead, and their only matter is what pertaining to what group you're in, what your victim group or protectionist group status you have. That is it. So what are we supposed to do? Vince, what are we supposed to do if we have exhausted every resource? We've went to all the courts, all the lawyers, all the judges, and they sold the people out, and they don't even look at evidence. And they literally say, liar, liar, pants on fire, or come on, man. And that's all they got. And we're showing up with evidence, with videos, with affidavits, with witnesses, with mathematical improbabilities and statisticians. Evidence after evidence after evidence. I am out of breath talking about all the facts and evidence. And we get back, liar, liar, pants on fire, and come on, man. Vince, if we can't go to the judges, the lawyers, and the courts, if we can't go to the attorney generals, if we can't go to the governors, if just a few people at the very top have been bought and paid for and sold out to blackmail, what do we do? Vince?
Well, I believe I just said it. We're on our own. There's a well-known economist by the name of John Kenneth Galbraith. And he was born in 1908. He died in 2006. He said that there's a reset every 20 years. The economy collapses every 20 years because that's how long it takes for stupid people to forget. So the economic system of the United States is a house of cards. The stock market's a house of cards. Corporations are a house of cards, and that's why they keep selling themselves to other corporations. That way they can get rid of their warranties. They can say, well, yeah, but we're not the same company, so we're not going to honor the warranty. So that's what happens. We are on...
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Achievements with us. Rich, this will sound like I'm off topic, but when I said we're on our own, there's nobody to call. Let me give you an example. I'm on eBay right now. I'm looking at a pair of audio speakers for a car, 6 inches by 9 inches. This listing says you can buy them for $79. And I'm not recommending these. I'm telling you that this is misinformation. These are lies, according to my way of thinking. They're rated at 700 watts. 700 watts. So some GDPer would think, wow, that's 700 watts. They must be really, really great speakers. I'm here to tell you, 700 watts is almost one horsepower. You put 700 watts into these things, and you will see a puff of smoke within seconds, like maybe 1 second or two, literally. So here we have a lie, in my opinion, about speakers rated at 700 watts. I have a pair of speakers from the 60s. Made by James B. Lansing. They're called JBL L100s. They're classic speakers. They weigh about 46 pounds. If you put 50 watts into those speakers, 50 watts, and I believe that's the maximum that they can sustain without turning to smoke, it will literally drive you out of the room. That's 50 watts. These guys on eBay are saying that theirs are rated at 700 watts. What I'm saying, where's the crackdown? Where is the government saying, you can't lie like this? You can't misrepresent your products. There's nobody to call. It's wide open Mad Max. You are in control of your own destiny. You are on your own. There's nobody to call. Nobody to protect you from electromagnetic radiation. Nobody to protect you from smart meters. Nobody to protect you from chlorine, fluoride, glyphosate. There's nobody to protect you. You're on your own. The Congress thugs have decided that you are not entitled to know what's in the food that you eat. MSG is able to be called by a whole bunch of names. If you listen to advertisements, we'll give you the credit you deserve. Well, you probably don't deserve much. I'm not talking about our class. So they'll give you the legal representation you deserve. Well, what do you deserve? I mean, listen to the words that are being used. You are being led to slaughter every possible way. Healthcare. Where's your doctor? Can you get a doctor's appointment? Can you? How about elective surgery? Can you get it? We are being manipulated, coerced, conned, forced, bludgeoned, every way I can think of. And the only thing that you can do, class, in my opinion, is get out of the way. Not get in the way. Forget the protests. It's not going to work. What's going to happen, probably, and I'm not advocating this, it's going to be terrible. What's going to happen, in many people's opinions, according to what I've been reading, is it's going to get worse. It's going to go the way other civilizations have gone, societies have gone. Revolution. It happened here in America. 1775. 1776. The shot heard around the world. It happened. And when government gets too pushy and tries to tell you what to do, then you have civil war. 1861 through 1865. These things last about 4 years. First World War, Second World War. The War of Northern Aggression. I don't see any way out. People have had it. And what's the straw that's going to break the camel's back? I don't know. But I already have said, I believe we are already in the second American Revolution combined with the second Civil War. It's already started, in my opinion, here. It's simmering. It hasn't gone full blown yet. But when it does, it's going to be awful. When it's going to happen, I'm not so sure. Rich?
Yeah, Vince, you know, the Congress, our politicians, courts, institutions, corporations, big government, everything, this is a planned sellout. This is by design. Okay, we've talked about this in great deal. But you mentioned you were talking about Health Secretary Rachel Levin to be Assistant Secretary of Health. Remember, you were talking about that, right? Well, there's some breaking news that she got her own, I'm going to say this slowly and clearly, so you know what you're getting into, America. Rachel Levin got her own mother out of a nursing home before ordering infected patients into them, leading to countless deaths. Let me say that again. Rachel Levin got her own mother out of a nursing home before ordering infected patients into them, leading to countless deaths. Just breaking news. So, there you go, folks. You know what to expect.
Yeah. Yeah, and Rachel used to be Richard. Rachel used to be Richard. So what does the high school diploma say, Richard? Or does it say Rachel? I think it says, I haven't seen it, but I think it says Richard. We are twisted. This guy doesn't even know if he's a guy, and he's going to tell you what to do. Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.